Good afternoon, all my blog talkers. So good to hear from you. I am Dr. Butler, who is going to be your host for this evening, and I just wanted to touch base with you on today. First, I wanted to ask you guys, how have you grown up? When you were a kid, did you have situations where you felt like your mom or your dad's parenting was just right? Did you ever see situations where things just seemed like they were going out of control and you said to yourself, you know, when I become a parent, I am not going to do that? Well, you're not the only one. We've had a lot of people who have said the exact same thing, and today we're going to be covering just that. So here we go. If you would like to comment, we want to ask you if you would, please make sure that you shoot a text message to 865-306-6362. Otherwise, here we go. The Bible covers everything when it comes down to family, friendship, ups and downs, difficulties, dangers of what it takes to grow into what you're supposed to become. We all have challenges and issues all along the way. However, it is going to be beneficial to us if we can learn how to do it the best way possible. So on today, we're going to talk about how to raise a good child. Now, we must admit that being a good child is circumstantial, because sometimes you can do all the right things and still wind up with the wrong kid. Sometimes, I mean, with a kid that is troublesome. And sometimes you can make a whole lot of mistakes. The kid just turned out okay. However, the Bible does cover many, many different aspects of what it takes to actually make sure a kid is raised properly. All right? The Bible teaches in Proverbs 22:6 that we should train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it. This actually denotes the fact that in order to train up a child or help a child become what they should be, the parent should already know what a child is supposed to become. This is very, very important when it comes down to raising a child, because most people try to wonder how to raise a child, but you basically raise them based on what they are to become, not for what they are right now. Remember, all the ingredients that you put into a cake, eggs, flour, cornmeal, you know, yeast and things like that. When you look at all the things you're going to put into a cake, some of those things don't seem tasty at all by themselves whatsoever, right? However, when you mix them all together, you're putting them together because of not just what they are separately, but what they will become when they've gone through the maturity process of becoming a cake. And the same thing happens with a child. You actually have to work with them, pour into them, and help them to be built into what they will become. That is what is required to make them what they should be. Now, let's deal with this. How in the world does a person find out what a child should be? Well, the Bible teaches that we should make sure that we train up our children in the way that they should go. So the word go is going to tell us that a child should be a doer. They should not be someone who just sits around lazy all the time. It is our job to teach our children to be energetic, to be productive, and to accomplish things. If you want to raise someone who's irresponsible, all you have to do is not give them anything to do. Allow them to be lazy. Allow them to carry out anything that they want to do, and don't make any rules or regulations, guidelines. Never challenge them to push themselves more in any way, and you will find that that child will basically become extremely lazy and not do anything. Now, this is important because when you look at the word train, training denotes doing something to a child to help them be better than what they are, pushing them further than what they can see. If you could do it yourself, you wouldn't need a trainer. If you could understand it yourself, you wouldn't need a teacher. If you could get there on your own, you wouldn't need help. Therefore, training denotes you having external help to get the internal you to a better place in your future. This is important. Every single child needs parenting, needs guidance, needs training, needs help. That's important. Have you ever wondered why in the world God gives students and children parents? And the reason why is because they're children. They need help. They need coaching. And it doesn't stop there. Even adults, we never, ever lead anyone where he doesn't lead us. We follow people as they follow Christ. We follow our pastors as they follow Christ. We listen to our teachers and spiritual leaders as they follow Christ. And that's important because only the Word of God is the only thing that's really, really going to last in the long run. So you must concentrate and focus and stay committed and conducted into His path. And it helps you to amass and accomplish an awesome, awesome life and a future. This is how you create such a wonderful situation. Nobody's perfect. You need to know that we're all going to make plenty of mistakes. We're all going to sometimes say the wrong things, do the wrong things, set the wrong guidelines, but it's okay. Learn from it and move on. If you can learn from it, you can accomplish more and accomplish some really good things, and it will be really, 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 really awesome. So what we will have to do is make adjustments as we go along. This is something that all children must learn as well. They have to learn how to be able to respond just right. They have to learn how to do things just right. They have to learn how to get themselves to where they need to go. And if they're going to be there, sometimes they need a little bit of help. Many of the children today have been abandoned by the guidance that they could get from other people, and they have not been able to accomplish what they should accomplish, and that creates an issue. Yeah. And so that's really important, okay? Let's go through the steps. Number one, when you first have a child, you need to have a plan. Most people are just getting pregnant just to be getting pregnant, having kids just to be having kids because they want a toy or they want a baby that they can toy around with or a person that they can just lead around. They can dress up and play games and stuff. Well, that may work with video games, but it doesn't work with children. If people have children and treat them like that, it normally results in the worst type of situation for that child. A child is not designed to stay a kid. Therefore, while they're young and impressionable, you must pour into them at that time everything that child will ever need to become the awesome, the great individual that God intended for them to be. You are supposed to spend time studying and learning their needs, their bents, their the things that they're involved in, things like that. You need to learn, you know, if they're athletic or whether or not they're an introvert or an extrovert. You need to learn those things about that kid, and you'll find out what they're good at. And when you find out what they're good at, try to see if you can strengthen and enhance that area. Teach them how to be good at something and teach them how to carry themselves at that something in a respectful, godly way so that they can accomplish good things. That's what's needed, what you got to have. The second thing you want to try to do is start early. Once you learn what you need to do, start early. I know that this may sound weird, but I started teaching and training my children at birth. When they were born, I recognized that I needed to make sure they were going to be able to go to sleep at night. So on the very first day they were born, as soon as they were brought to the room, I took the child, I began to wake him up about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I wore him out until about 10 or 10:30. Then he was fed, put back to sleep, and that allowed him to be wore out for the night. That helped him to know the difference between his days and his nights. So by keeping that going, he began to sleep mostly through the night. It helped us so that we wouldn't have to wake up all night and while the baby was just sleeping all day. Most people try to treat the baby as if they're a baby, but forget that they have to train the baby to prepare for adulthood. That is very much needed. So in order for them to accomplish good things, they've got to remember that there is a need to get that child taught. Children don't teach themselves. They will take the path of least resistance, and they will not do the things that they need to do in order to accomplish the greatest principles of things and stuff in their lives. In order for them to accomplish good things, it requires a lot of work. They got to put in a lot of effort. They have to do as much as they can and accomplish whatever they're able to in order for good things to happen in their lives. And that is something that you have to fight for. It doesn't just happen on its own. You have to fight for that. And by fighting for that, you will accomplish more in your life than you ever thought, because that child will wind up giving back to you life and kindness and fortitude. By challenging children when they are young, you allow them to accomplish the ability to become better people. Think about it. If Joseph, knowing the coat of many colors, had not got a chance to be arrested by his brothers, he wouldn't have been sitting there in the house, hanging around, cooking, and just all he would have known was just those few things. Had he not been pushed by God to actually start training himself by learning leadership, he got sold into slavery, and he became one of the leaders on top of all the slaves. He learned leadership. He got lied on, and he got ridiculed and thrown back in prison. And so he had a large challenge. But even in the midst of hardship and difficulty, he never, ever stopped. He kept on going, even when the chips were down, even when times got rough, even when stuff was difficult, he never, ever quit. This guy just never, ever quit. And even when it seemed like it was getting really hard, he never gave up. You know, this is something that we must do. We must remember that God has a way of sharpening that skill. People don't gain that overnight. They don't get that on accident. It's something that occurs from hours and hours and hours and hours of people working hard, trying to accomplish things. And that's what he wound up doing. He wound up pushing himself to accomplish awesome things no matter what. And that's what you have to do. You have to push yourself to accomplish awesome things. Number three. You can't teach what you don't know. You can't lead where you don't go. If you want to raise up a child, teach them some things. You can't teach something if you don't even understand it yourself. How are you going to teach a kid math when you don't know it? How are you going to teach them how to read if you don't know how to read? Normally, the same principles that you learn with are many times the principles you use to perfect your art of passing that information along. Teaching and training is pretty much very simple. Taking what you have learned and passing it on to someone else so that hopefully they will gain that knowledge without going through the same levels of difficulty that you had. But even though we don't want any children to suffer, it doesn't mean that they don't need to build strength by going through some suffering. It helps them when they can't eat whatever they want. It helps them when they can't go wherever they want. It helps them when they can't buy whatever they want. It teaches them patience. It teaches them how to be able to be satisfied with what they have. It teaches them how to deal with problem solving and how to deal with disappointment. It also teaches them how to be able to say, you know what, I got to learn that even though things didn't happen my way, my world is not over. My day is not dead. My life is not ended. So I don't have to just throw in the towel on life because I didn't get this or I didn't get that. We must make sure they understand that. We live in a time where people are telling children that everything that they can name and claim and have and they can take and get, and they're making them a lifetime of promises with no work, and that doesn't work. Anytime you promise something to a kid and there's no work behind it, all it does is teaching them to try and take something that they never earned, to try to get them to receive something that they never invested in. When you do that, you basically train a kid to be a robber. You know, people who are thieves are always trying to steal something they don't work on. They're always, it's easier to just steal somebody else's car than it is to save up your money to get your own. It's easier to steal a pair of shoes instead of saving up the money to go buy your own, right? And we're not supposed to do that. It's easy to steal the answers on someone else's paper instead of you actually doing the work and studying for yourself so that you would be what you're supposed to be in the class to accomplish your goal, which is to learn your lesson, which is perfect your principles and to be able to deliver them properly when when prompted or when asked, so that you would be able to accomplish good things while you are alive. In anything, there's going to be tests. They need to be tested. Many parents say, well, my child just doesn't take tests very well. Well, they better learn, because that's how life is, okay? You're going to take tests for everything. If you want a job, you have to fill out an application, go through an interview. That's a test. If you want to drive, you got to go through a test in order to get a driver's license. Everything is a test, and we must not remove the test because we think our child is going to be made uncomfortable. Our job is not to provide the comfort or lavish conditions for the kids. It's to help train them for readiness of life and spiritual connection. Christianity is a contact sport, and if we're ever going to raise a child to be all that they really should be, they've got to be prepared for it. We're not supposed to just give them everything. But also, on the other hand, there's a large subset of people who have missed the other paradigm of this. They think that by being tough on kids, you help them, but they forget to also set an example. They're being tough on the kid, but they're rude, they're belligerent, they use harsh words or harsh language. They don't set a positive example, so the kid doesn't, they hear what not to do, but they never see what to do. You got to keep in mind that kids have a very big habit of mimicking what we say and what we do. And so you've got to be careful what you teach them. You've got to be careful the example you set in front of them, because most of the time, parents are always aggravated about a mouthy kid. And many times I talk to them, and we got a mouthy parent. They're upset because there's a boy who's got an anger management problem. He's frustrated and always talking back to people. And then the parent has an anger management issue, and they're always upset, and they're talking back to people. But they want their kid to be fixed in 1 week, and they're not willing to go to church or willing to study or willing to let go of their frustrations or willing to work on self until they become something that's able to be what they should be for their children. You've got to be able to become what you should be if you're going to lead someone else to it. Most folks don't understand it. Most of the time, the attitudes and actions we hate in other people are very, very often seen in us. And so sometimes God shows us our bad habits by surrounding us with someone else who have the exact same issue. You want patience? Frustrated, waiting on this person and waiting on that person? Well, sometimes God will let somebody else be around you who has the same problem so you can see how it feels. You tired of people talking to you crazy? Well, perhaps you have to check yourself and make sure that you have learned from the people talking crazy around you, because most times we attract what we are. There's a part of us that can attract that. And if you don't want to become a duplicate of what you came from, then you need to watch it. We can teach our children better. We need to have goals for them, okay? Now, I want to just give you a few of them that you might want to do in general. First of all, people have an age period that they call the terrible twos and threes. And I learned this through lots of psychological training and help and focus studies that we've done on children and work with them. Most of the time, the terrible twos and threes are seen as the terrible twos and threes because of the mindset, behaviors, and that we've noticed in most children, okay? What happens is they start getting a very good grasp on their emotions and how to be able to respond and react to other people by age two and three. So during that time, that's when they start noticing a whole lot of differences. So when those differences come about, we notice the changes that people have. We notice those changes all the time. But the children, this is new to them, and they learn how to link on to certain changes that they've noticed. For example, I notice when I cry, Mama gives me attention. Daddy comes running into the room. So when they want attention, they start manipulating parents at 2 years old and 3 years old. And so they scream as loud as they can to try and provoke certain responses. So if you know that, then start early. Teach the child to talk, not to scream. Whenever they cry in the wrong ways, you have to know not to reward that kind of behavior. Then they stop doing it. They will go to the behaviors that you reward the most. You know how they train animals? they get them a treat every time they do something good. So the kid is, I mean, the animal is motivated by the treat. However, they remember the response that they need to promote, and it helps them to act just like that. And that's what you've got to do. Train them up starting early. Be consistent. Grab a pattern in the home. Get up at a certain time, and don't allow them to just sleep all day long. Nothing promotes laziness. Nothing promotes bad health. Nothing promotes a lack of enthusiasm and motivation and initiative. Nothing promotes mental issues are brought about by children that are just allowed to just lay around and just be lazy and sleep and never ever do anything. When your body does not motivate or do anything, have a drive, it breaks down. You start getting sick and you die early. It's not the way to go. Most people only work because they absolutely have to, and they don't realize that we absolutely need to. You need to be doing something. If you don't have something by which you believe in so much that you're willing to die, then you never can truly live. Think about it. We need to teach them how to be systematic, how to be strong and consistent. Wake your children up. Make sure that they get up at a certain time. Give them some chores to do around the home. Make sure they have a focus of things that they need to do. Allow them some challenges from time to time that will allow them to motivate their abilities to be timely, to be organized. Teach them how to be able to report so that they can practice their communication skills. And by all means, teach them that you, even though you are friendly, that it's the difference between a friend, okay? It's the difference between a friend that you accept and just anybody on the street that you don't. Because many children who are really, really hurting, who are starved for affection and have no belonging, they would open themselves to any stranger on the street just because that person showed them some attention, because they had no place, no connection, no belonging in their own homes. This is why many boys get caught up in gangs. This is why many girls get caught up in very, very bad illicit relationships and you know, these very harmful situations where it damaged their life and risked their life where they could die. It's because of the lack of this type of teaching and caring. They don't know what love is unless you show them. They don't understand what things are supposed to be until you teach them. And when you begin to teach them, that's when you begin to get more out of it. So you got to work on them. You got to speak to them. You got to work towards them. You got to fight for that so that you can accomplish good things. Okay? Now, I want to make sure before I go forward, are there any conversations, questions that we may have? Are there any issues that could come about? Anyone out there in Radio Land that has any questions or comments at this time? If so, feel free. I have a couple of text messages coming in, and I want to check the grab bag as well. I want to let you know that if you have questions or comments, you have suggestions or anything you'd like to submit, you can put it on 865-306-6362. Okay? I have a few questions here. What if you're trying to raise your child in a good way, but the other parent is not? That's a really good question. Now, many times we have this issue because no two parents are raised the same way. Folks are raised, you know, super strict, and another parent is not raised so strict. People have different rules when it comes down to when you're supposed to eat food, when you're not. Different types of dress code could be different. Sometimes even the times that they go to bed, that, all those things can become an issue. And so when parents are getting together to try to organize the home, they need to be in agreement when it comes down to the rules of the home. Make sure that you have a clear understanding of what it is that you believe and understand about raising kids. You know, even take a parenting class if you need to. Go check out the Word of God, you know, and make sure that you have a consistent mindset. Now, my rule of thumb that I normally steer towards is help to raise a child based on what they're going to need, especially in the work environment. When they go into society, they're going to need to work hard. So since they will need to work hard, one of the things that I try to share with them is, you know, don't sleep all day. Get up early, work hard, and make sure that you're productive. Start your day out by doing something creative, something good, or you won't just become a lazy bum. You want to make sure that you motivate yourself and that you are creative in yourself and that you strengthen yourself in being able to do some really good things. It's very, very helpful. The more you do it, the stronger you will become. Hopefully, you will be able to do just that. Second, I try to make sure that I lean toward the idea of thinking. If they've got to go to school at 7 o'clock in the morning, then they need to wake up before 7 o'clock in the morning to train them how to be able to deal with life. If they've got to do a job that they've got to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning, then they can't be sleeping until 11 or 12 o'clock every day. It's going to train them. I mean, why in the world would you train a child to sleep 11, 12 o'clock every day and then say, well, you got a job now, you can't do that? You basically position them. You train their mind, train their body to where that's what they're supposed to do, and now you just go tell them they can't do it. Okay? That nothing makes less sense than that. So if we're going to have to live a certain way, train them to do just that. Teach them that it's okay. Kids that don't have a preference, they don't even know what they like until you present that as an option. Unless they are allergic to a certain thing, they don't know. If you raise up a kid and all they eat is spinach and Brussels sprouts and chitlins and things like that, if that's all they knew as a little kid, they will develop that taste and they will learn it. People are able to adjust to very, very major things. I'll use one in particular. Did you know that no one is able, I mean, no one likes the taste of beer. No one. It is not a natural taste. People hate it. So why do so many people drink it? It's because it's an acquired taste. The fad and the people that are around said this is something we like, something we're interested in, and because of that and that alone, they kept on drinking something they could not stand until it became something they liked. You can train yourself to do just about anything. We got people training themselves to pull airplanes. We got folks who train themselves to lift enormous weights. We got people who train themselves how to jump enormous heights into small puddles of water. We got people who train themselves to swim or run for over a day, at a time. All because, they wanted to be able to reach a certain goal. We have elephants that are being trained, tigers that are being trained. We've got birds that are being trained, and dogs and cats that are being trained. We train all these different things, but we were not commanded to do so. But we were commanded to train ourselves, train up a child in a way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. What you gave them will not depart from them. If we really want to change the world, let's see if we can change it one child at a time. Choose life for the children around you. Choose life. Think about their future and begin to tweak it a little bit at a time until their future, and then until you can see them living like they will need to live in their future. That's the way you train a child. Okay? And by most of all, they will know who God is based on how you present him. If God is important to you, then that kid will see that importance and notice it. If God is your reason for living the right way and doing right things, you will set a good example for that kid. I challenge you to make him first, to keep him in your home, to pray often, to have respectful standards so that they will be able to see a good picture before God. I hope that this message has been a blessing to you and an encouragement. If you would like to hear more on this topic, make sure you let us know. You can reach me on facebook.com/ Pastor W. Butler. I would love to hear from you. You also can text at 865-306-6362. And I want to thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you for all of our supporters. Thank you for all of those who helped to make this show a reality. Until next time, I want to invite you to the Rock of Ages Baptist Church, where I am a senior pastor. It is 420 West 13th North Street. That's 420 West 13th North Street in Morristown, Tennessee, 37814. We would love to see you there. We serve breakfast every single morning. We feed anyone in the community who would like to come. So if you like biscuits and bacon and eggs, come on out. We'll bless you. And not only that, but it's part of our Sunday school department, so you can get some spiritual food and physical food, which is totally awesome. Okay? After that, we also have another part that we do. The next thing that we do is we have Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. where our choir sings, and I give a sermon, and it's going to bless you as well. It's a great fellowship. If you're ever interested, come on out. We would love to be with you. Last but not least, do you need a mentor? Do you need someone to work with your kid? Are you in a situation where you need help or they need help? Maybe you have an adult that needs a life coach, or as a mentor, you know some children that need mentors. If so, I want to challenge you and encourage you at the exact same time. Please make sure that you call 423-839-7814. That's 423-839-7813. You can have a life coach. Your kid can have a mentor with no out-of-pocket expense to you. If you're interested in that and being able to avail yourself of it, call that number. Make sure that you get through, and you are going to be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, we love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a victorious week in Jesus.